Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Madeline Sherrick, and good morning to you, Madeline.
Hi.
Good
speaking with you.
And of course, we should say Dr. Sherrick, but I want to start because we're going to talk about a really fun book. But I want to start with finding out more about you, your education, your experience, your profession. Can you tell us a bit about that, Madeline?
Sure. Well, I am a longtime educator. I have a PhD in comparative education, and that's a study of school systems around the world. And I taught various grade levels. Most of the time, though, I did spend teaching math, and then I taught teachers at the university level. And right now, I'm also on staff at Pepperdine University, supervising student teachers.
Okay.
So I've worn many hats and been involved in many different things, and I also have 3 children and 10 grandchildren.
And that was going to be my next question, because we're going to talk about a children's book, and so all of your education is wonderful, but you can't really measure that education you get in working with your grandchildren.
Oh, there is no question that some of the best lessons I learned were from my own children and my grandchildren. It was almost as if whatever I was learning in school, I said, okay, let me see if that's really the way it is in real life.
And, of course, each one of those 10 and everybody else is very unique, so they're all unique experiences.
Oh, there is no question about it. They all have their strengths. They all have their weaknesses. They inspire me, and they provide an abundance of stories and life lessons from which I tried to create the characters and write the book.
Okay. So, well, let's talk about those characters, because as I look at the book, you have very definite characters for very definite reasons. So tell us a bit about those characters.
Okay. I picked Lily, and Lily is actually identical to one of my grandchildren. The other characters are kind of combinations of them as well as a lot of their friends that I've gotten to meet over the years. And what makes Lily such an interesting character is that she really does wake up every morning with a smile on her face. She's happy. She sees the world as fun and energetic, and she wants to help. And the story actually came about from an experience she had when she was in preschool. And she befriended a little girl who didn't speak. Now, that didn't matter to Lily, because Lily spoke enough for the both of them. But what I realized was, and what she was doing, is she was communicating with her in whatever way she could, and they played together and they did everything together. And it didn't matter to Lily that this little girl was different. And you realize that young children embrace kids. They find what makes them have things in common and how they can enjoy each other's company.
And so throughout the book, you have children who are, I'm going to use the word diverse. One of the things I believe you're trying to do with this book is to broaden our knowledge and the importance of diversity.
Oh, there's no question about it. We live in a world where people are different. They have special needs. They contribute different things to our society. And we have to embrace the specialness in our differences, whatever those differences are, because we each bring something else that enriches our experiences together.
You know, sometimes I think children are much better at accepting that. Adults, sometimes, well, there's various reasons, but I think sometimes we are afraid. We don't know how to relate to somebody who's different than us. And so it's out of fear rather than not liking that person.
That is absolutely true. And what makes it different with young children is they are curious. So because of that curiosity, they'll ask questions. You know, if they see someone's hair is a little different, oh, they want to touch it and see what that is. If they see someone's skin is a different color, they're curious about that just because it's different than they. Not, as you've said, out of fear, but just out of their curiosity and wanting to learn about the world around them and the environment they're growing up.
Now, so we've mentioned diversity is one of the themes. What are some of the other themes that you're trying to work with in this book?
Empathy. Empathy is a really big one. It's just getting kids to understand that not only do they have feelings, but other kids have feelings and other people have feelings, and how to recognize that and how they can deal with situations when kids may be uncomfortable or need help. And those are things that kids have to learn. They have to be made aware of the world around them. It's not always just about them, but how other kids are feeling in response to what they're doing or what they're saying.
And how do you think what you've written here relates to bullying? You know, we hear so much on the news and so many kinds of things that we're trying to do to solve the bullying problem. How does what you're writing about here relate to bullying?
Well, I think what I tried to do was create a template for parents and teachers and counselors, and even kids, to engage each other in conversation. So there is, you know, when I do readings with a book, there's that one page where they talk about kids being bullied at school, kids eating lunch alone, kids not being picked for sports. And for whatever reason, kids pick up on that page in the illustration. Mm. And they can relate to the fact that they've experienced some of those things. So again, the book is about talking about the characters, how they're feeling, asking questions about, are there kids at school that experience those things, and what can kids say to each other that could help them get through some of the difficult situations that they find themselves in.
You mentioned that you do readings from the book, and I'm thinking as I'm holding the book here that, first of all, it's very colorful, but it's at least 8.5 by 11, maybe a little bit bigger.
Yes.
So it's a good-sized book, so it would be easy to hold, and the pictures are big enough that it would be easy to read to a group and have them see the pictures that are here. Very, very colorful, Madeline.
Oh, my illustrator was fabulous. She was a recent graduate of CalArts here in California, and it is actually her first book ever that she's illustrated, and we just connected right away. She was able to embrace my vision. The only character that I actually suggested of how she would look, because that's how Lily looks, she marches to her own drummer, was the Lily character. And the other characters, she just came up with different samples of what she would like to see and what she thought my vision was, as well as the illustrations. So, I'm very proud of what she did.
Okay. You've mentioned Lily is one of the characters, and then there's Alex, and then there's even Meatball.
Yeah. Well, let me mention about the characters. Yes, Meatball has autism spectrum disorder, and I wanted to include someone like Alex because there are so many kids who are different, who have special needs, and we want to understand them. But besides that, there's one other characteristic about Alex. He just wants to belong. Now, whether you have autism spectrum disorder or not, everyone wants to belong. Everyone wants to feel that they're part of the group, and that's why I felt it was important to include a character like that. And, yes, Meatball is his service dog, and he does help him stay calm and in new situations, and helps him, almost invites him to involve other kids in activities, which is a good thing.
You know, we haven't mentioned the name of the book. It's called Superheroes Club, and of course that's a part of the story here. And we also need to let people know how they can find, how they could get this colorful book, Superheroes Club. How do people find that?
Well, they can go on Amazon, they can purchase it there, or through their local bookstores, Barnes & Noble or any independent bookstore that may be in their area.
And do you have a Facebook or a website where people might learn more about you and your books?
Yeah, it's actually called Superheroes Club Books.com.
Okay, that's easy. Superheroes
Books. Yeah, just an S after Superheroes Club.
Okay.
Superheroesclubbooks.com.
Okay, good way to learn more about you, Madeline Sherrick, and learn more about the books. And is this the only book you've written?
Well, it's the only book that's come out right now. There are actually three books in the series.
All right, more to come.
The second one is called Superheroes Club, A Celebration of Uniqueness. And the third one is called Superheroes Club, A Sharing and Caring Community.
Okay.
So by the third book, first of all 10 grandchildren will be in there, and then there will be actually be the establishment of a superheroes club in the elementary school.
Okay, so
yeah,
superheroes club.
Want to mention one additional thing. We actually started our first superheroes club book 2 weeks ago.
Excellent. Exciting. You bet. We want to thank you very much, Dr. Madeline Cherick, for visiting with us and bringing us the Superheroes Club book and more to come.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, until next time, here's the thought. Children are unpredictable. You never know what inconsistency they're going to catch you in next.